And what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of Not Your Average Boston Sports Podcast. I am your host, Garrett Hayden. As always, you can listen to the program on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, and you can follow along on Facebook and Twitter for the latest updates. Good to be back with you folks this morning on this Friday morning, doing a little special kind of podcast here. Not a guest Friday, but we're talking Patriots here, going through kind of a deeper look at the Patriots free agent activity from this past week. So, just going to kind of go through some more signings that the Patriots made this past week, get into a couple guys that have moved on from the Patriots. We'll also take kind of a deeper look statistically at some of the players that had signed previously this week. So, looking forward to kind of getting into this, taking a look at some free agents, and kind of just giving kind of overall thoughts, kind of taking a deeper dive on the Patriot free agents. So, I think before I really get into it, I think it's important to consider kind of context here in which, the Patriots with the new coaching staff, new head coach, there's a lot of, I think, culture building that's, going on here with the Patriots trying to accomplish this. And I think, as I think a lot of us are, excited about the possibility of them, bringing in more new players, whether it's through more free agent signings or trades or, draft. I think we do also need to remember that, this is a team that's still in a state of transition, looking for their identity post Brady and post Belichick. And I think it's important for, I think, everybody to have some level of patience that likely they're not going to figure it out all at once. I don't think that you're looking at kind of a Houston Texans turnaround that you had a couple of years ago with that Houston team that went from, the second overall pick in the draft and immediately was a playoff team the next year. I don't anticipate that that's what's going to happen. I mean, it could. You look at some factors with the Patriots when you consider the division that they're in. Other than Buffalo, I don't think the Patriots are going to have a lot of, issues with Miami and the Jets. You look at their schedule, it's one of the weaker in the league. And so I think, could there be potential for a legit turnaround where you could win two, three, four more games than you did last year? Absolutely. But I think it's important for a lot of us to not get carried away in terms of like, oh, we need to expect this team to win 10 games and be in the playoffs. Like, I don't think that can be what the expectation should be. Now, obviously, there's still a ways to go in the offseason. We are still, 4 months away from the start of training camp. So obviously, a lot can change, but I think it might be important for some of us to kind of pump the brakes in terms of, getting too excited about where they're going, because still they're in a state of trying to establish an identity, and I think trying to establish a culture, and I think they kind of tried to do that last year. It didn't work. I think they're better equipped to do that this time around. I think with a much more experienced head coach, a much more experienced coaching staff, and hopefully bringing in players that are ready to, set kind of that new culture. So, I think it's just important to consider the context when talking about this team at the current state that they're at. So we obviously talked at length about the, additions that the Patriots had made earlier in the week. We're still going to look at those additions, but I think it makes sense. Since Tuesday when we last recorded, Patriots have brought in a couple more external free agents, re-signed one of their own free agents. So we'll take a look at those right now. Patriots re-signing Jalen Hawkins, who was a safety on the roster last season, played a pretty decent role, I think, with the Patriots. Missing Kyle Duggar, missing Jabril Peppers for parts of last season. Hawkins played 54% of the snaps last year, and was kind of put into a, bigger role with those starters sidelined. So at 43 tackles and 5 tackles on special teams, I think the special teams versatility definitely kind of gives a guy like Hawkins, I think, an upper hand than some of the other guys that are going to be competing for the roster spot at safety. So, I think you expect that Duggar and Peppers are going to be regulars in the lineup this season, but I think Hawkins as kind of another safety, another guy you can put out there, who I think is somewhat reliable, I think makes sense. And I think just with the special teams element, this is a group that, despite their struggles last season, had a pretty good group on special teams. And so I think, keeping some of those guys together is important. Hawkins with Brendan Schooler, some of the other guys in that unit, I think makes a lot of sense to kind of keep some continuity, because I do also think that there is a lot of, new guys that they're going to be working in to different parts of the team. So I think that's a move that made a lot of sense. Hawkins, I think, showed that he can give you a little bit of versatility and solid play. So I think that that made a lot of sense for that signing. Patriots also, I think this was later in the day, Tuesday, that they came to terms with Mac Hollins, who was a receiver for the Bills last season. 31 receptions, 5 touchdowns. Also played on special teams. Also worth noting that he is familiar with Josh McDaniels, had actually his most productive pro season playing for Josh McDaniels in Las Vegas in 2022. 57 catches, 690 yards, and 4 touchdowns, which honestly would be close to leading the Patriots team, if he played for if those numbers were what he had last season. So definitely a player that's bounced around, has played in Atlanta, Buffalo, obviously last season, and Las Vegas. So Patriots giving him a 2-year deal. Pretty big bodied receiver, 6'4", 221. Kind of more of a depth receiver, but also can play special teams, which I think is key. I think it's always key for Patriots to have some guys like that that can give you versatility of playing on special teams. I think a good physical player, and I think can be, somebody that could set that edge, physically, whether it's on special teams, or at receiver. I don't expect that he's going to be kind of like their number one guy, but I do think that he kind of gives them a different type of receiver than the guys that they have on their roster currently. Not that like he's going to be their big time, jump ball receiver, but does give you kind of a bigger, different profile than Kendrick Bourne, DeMario Douglas, Polk, and Kayshon Booty. Those guys are kind of smaller, kind of possession guys, and Hollins, I think, is more of kind of a big physical guy. So I think it'd be kind of interesting to see how he, fits in. Also a good deep threat as well, and I think the Patriots are going to want to try to do that a little bit more this season. Hopefully with the offensive line being improved, you try to think about taking more deep shots. So I think it makes sense to bring in a guy like this that's familiar with Josh McDaniels, familiar probably with the type of offense that the Patriots are going to run. So I think, decent signing, not going to set the world on fire, but I do think that it's a solid depth move. And I think I'm, still very curious in terms of what the Patriots do with that position the rest of the offseason. What does it mean for guys like Bourne, or Booty, or any of those guys? Do they get moved? Is it possible that they release Kendrick Bourne at some point? I don't know. I think that there are a lot of options, I think, still in free agency, a lot of options with the guys that are on the roster. So it'll be kind of, interesting to see what changes. But I think that's kind of what you can expect from Mac Hollins this season. Patriots also signing Kalavon Chiasson to a 1-year deal. He played with the Jaguars most recently, was actually a first round pick in 2020, had 5 sacks last season, which I think would have been among the leaders on the Patriots. So Patriots coming to terms with Chiasson, who kind of seems like a, maybe a high first round pick that didn't really put it together, but still kind of does have a lot of high potential. And it seems like kind of a classic, like low risk, high reward situation for the Patriots. And I think, at his best, he can help, I don't know how effective he's going to be because you never know guys changing teams. But I think will definitely help in terms of kind of the edge rusher area with the Patriots kind of needing as many guys as they can get to rush the quarterback and kind of get those sack numbers up because they were obviously last in the league in sacks last year. So I think that move makes a lot of sense, in buying high, or I'm saying, sorry, buying low on a person that has, or buying low on somebody that could, low risk, high reward. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, low risk, high reward type of player that I think, not taking a lot of risk, but it's possible, that he could be part of, what they're trying to do defensively to, improve that pass rush. So I like it. Honestly, a lot of the moves the Patriots have made, it's kind of hard to sit here and say, like, I don't like the moves. Like, I think there definitely were spots on the defense that they had to improve upon. I know it's easy to look at, offense and be like, that's, the kind of the like sexier positions to upgrade. But I think, looking at how poor at times their defense was, I think it makes a lot of sense to upgrade, in the edge rusher category, at linebacker with, Robert Spillane, and then also with the defensive line with Milton Williams. So, I think they've done a good job at addressing those kinds of areas of need, cornerback as well with Carlton Davis. I still personally wouldn't be surprised if they brought in another corner in the draft. I think that that would make a lot of sense. So I think as far as the Patriots further signings, I think that that's it. I don't think they've made any other significant signings, but we'll take a look now at a couple of guys that have left the Patriots in free agency. So I think kind of a surprise yesterday, Patriots releasing David Andrews, definitely, a huge part of the team's success over the last decade, a part of a couple of Super Bowl teams. Patriots only at this point, and Jawan Bentley and Joe Cardona, the only guys in the roster that have won Super Bowls. So definitely a tough day. David Andrews definitely was one of the more important leaders on this team in the last couple of years, I think, especially since losing Tom Brady, Bill Belichick leaving. I think definitely one of the, pillars of leadership. And so clearly it's a guy that they're going to have to kind of go about replacing. I think it's a lot of change in terms of the leadership. And we'll get to Jonathan Jones and Dietrich Wise in a second, but I think that really does seriously leave a bit of a void of leadership. And I do think that, some of the guys that Patriots did bring in, can bring in some of their own leadership. But I think that's where it kind of goes back to establishing the identity and the culture. And I think there are things that are going to change for sure. Like they're going to be guys that step into larger roles. I think you think about Bentley and Cardona, they're definitely leaders still on this team. Hunter Henry, I would say too, And so I think definitely up to those guys to kind of keep that identity and that culture alive, but then up to some of the new guys to maybe establish something new, and Mike Vrabel and the coaching staff as well. So I think definitely a changing of the guard with David Andrews. I'd say one of the most important leaders on this Patriots team over the last, 10 years, however long he's been here. So definitely a tough day. I think that there could be some contemplating retirement for Andrews. I don't know for sure, but I do think that with some of the major injuries that he's had over the last couple of years, all the time that he's missed, only played a couple of games last year before being shut down with shoulder surgery. So, I think tough to replace that leadership and tough to replace a guy that was, pretty good offensive lineman. So I think the Patriots definitely have their work cut out for them along the offensive line, still looking for a left tackle. And now I think looking for somebody that they can be comfortable playing center, whether it's Ben Brown, who they re-signed, played a bunch at center last season, or Cole Strange, who played the center position for a couple games after coming back. And so, kind of be interesting to see, what they do in that regard. So, as I mentioned, Jonathan Jones and Dietrich Wise signing both with the Commanders last week. Patriots losing a couple of guys that I think are also, important to the core leadership as well. But I think definitely two guys that still can play at a pretty high level in this league. Like, I think Jonathan Jones, not surprised that the Patriots moved on. I think that it just kind of became, feel like at times last year he was being asked to do a little bit too much, and I do think that he definitely is better served as a slot cornerback, and you never know with stuff like that, in terms of guys not getting re-signed. I don't think it's anything personal really, because I think Jonathan Jones meant a lot to the Patriots from a leadership perspective. It won two Super Bowls. I can't remember when he came to the team, but at least one. A guy that definitely big for your kind of leadership culture. So it was definitely tough to see him go, but I think the Patriots, it kind of made sense, wanting to bring in someone like Carlton Davis, who's will be a little bit more, a little younger, a little bit more consistent on the outside. So definitely tough to see him go. Dietrich Wise, also, another kind of big leader in that locker room. I think somebody that a lot of guys respected. So tough to see him go. I think at this point, more of kind of a depth player, but still kind of plays with that high motor. Had, I think, had 5 sacks last year. So I think definitely a player the Patriots will miss from a leadership perspective. But I think definitely there's an element here of the Patriots trying to kind of move on and kind of start to kind of establish a new culture, and sometimes it's just necessary things that you have to do, and kind of have to start thinking about, okay, what's the next core of leadership. And I think obviously we're talking Patriots here, but I do think that there's, kind of a similar element you could talk about with the Bruins and all the trades that they made last week, that, okay, maybe there's something to be said for, changing up the culture a little bit, or kind of just prioritizing, what the future is going to be. And so I think that, may be part of why a couple of guys have left. The Patriots are kind of more wanting to set a new culture, a new identity. It doesn't mean that it's, they no longer like those other care for those other players, because they certainly do. But I think, sometimes just change can be a good thing. And I think that, Patriots and their new coaching staff, new players, trying kind of to set that new culture. So, couple of other, it makes sense to look at maybe a couple of other free agents the Patriots could look at. Cooper Kupp was released by the Rams the other day, could definitely be a fit with the Patriots. I still think that he's got a decent amount left in the tank, obviously, has had some injuries in the last couple of years, has missed at least 4 or 5 games over the last, or on average over the last 3 seasons. So I still think he would be a good addition to the receiver room. Obviously was teammates with Kendrick Bourne at Eastern Washington, so there's a connection there. Also, there's a connection with Thomas Brown, who's the Patriots' pass game coordinator, who he worked with Cooper Kupp for a couple of years in LA. So, possibility that that could be a connection there if the Patriots bring him in. Also, at receiver, could look at somebody like Amari Cooper. I think he would be a good fit. I still think he's got a little bit left in the tank. Stephon Diggs, I think, could also be a fit as well, coming off a torn ACL, but definitely still has some good ability. So I think, either one of those three guys that they brought in, those guys to their, or any of those guys to their receiver room, I think it kind of could help elevate them. So I think could be a possibility there. I also think, in terms of, offensive line and looking at left tackles, Cam Robinson is a player that's been brought up quite a bit. Previously played for the Jaguars, played for Doug Marrone for a couple of years. Doug Marrone, Patriots, new offensive line coach, so a connection there. Tyron Smith, also the old or former Cowboys and Jets left tackle, still, available, whether he's kind of contemplating retirement or not. I still think that that could possibly work. I still think the Patriots, whether they sign a left tackle in free agency or not, I still think they're going to likely address that position in the draft. And, could certainly look at that position. Could certainly look at wide receiver as well, in the draft as well. So there are a couple of decent prospects that they could look at. So I think going to take a kind of a deeper look at the Patriots, free agents that they had signed earlier in the week, and kind of take a look at some statistical things that I think would be worth looking at. So I figure we can start with Harold Landry. Take a look at his numbers over the last couple of years, obviously, all with the Titans, a number of years with Mike Vrabel. So obviously, had 9 sacks last season, 10 and a half the year before, 12 the year before. So a guy that I think still can play at a high level. If he had, 9 sacks would have led the Patriots last year. So I think really kind of any addition you can make in terms of, the, edge rusher or, defensive end, like any kind of addition you can make, I think could be huge. So, really excited to see what he can do. Obviously, a former Boston College Eagle, so coming back locally will be kind of interesting. But I do think that I expect similar kind of numbers out of him this year. Maybe not quite the guy that had 12 sacks a couple of years ago, but I still think somebody that can, decently elevate your front seven. That's the term I've been looking for. Literally have not been able to find that term all day. But yeah, improve your front seven. Robert Spillane, I think, also kind of improves that area too. But I think just a really good tackler, a guy that's got a really high motor. Obviously, has the connection with Mike Vrabel, as he was an undrafted free agent initially with the Titans. Didn't appear in any games with the Titans, but then went to Pittsburgh, had a couple solid years. Was really solid 2 years ago in Vegas with 148 tackles, 3.5 sacks, and a forced fumble. Did also have 3 interceptions, so a guy that did pretty much everything. But also last season, 158 tackles, 2 interceptions, two sacks, seven passes defense. So really, I think a good addition to the linebacking core. I think just somebody that's a good tackler. Patriots, I think, definitely missed some guys last season, especially in the linebacking core that, weren't great tacklers, but I think that they make a huge improvement there. Carlton Davis, obviously, that the Patriots signed, likely will be that number two cornerback position, was a second round pick in 2018 by the Buccaneers. Had a number of years there, had a year in 2020 where he had four interceptions, had two interceptions last year playing for the Lions, 56 tackles, and 11 passes defensed. And obviously, a player that Terrell Williams, Patriots defensive coordinator, is familiar with as they both worked together in Detroit last season. And then, obviously, Milton Williams from the Eagles, who had quite a performance in the Super Bowl, had a couple sacks, and was part of that Eagles front seven that absolutely dominated the game. So he was a third round pick of the Eagles in 2021. And five sacks last season, forced fumble, did have a pass defensed, 24 tackles, but I think somebody that will give the Patriots a huge boost on the interior in the defensive line, whether Christian Barmore can return or not, if he's able to. That gives the Patriots a pretty terrifying 1-2, up the middle defensively. So obviously, I think counting on Christian's return, but I guess, it's hard to know, dealing with the blood clots that dealt with last season, missed obviously a huge chunk of the season, did come back, but then ultimately was shut down again. So, it's hard to know with, I think, the health there, but I still think great addition with Milton Williams. So I think definitely a huge fan of a couple of those defensive signings. Obviously, it's a lot of money to give out to some of these guys, but I think, Patriots making an effort to really kind of overhaul and kind of revamp the defense, so that it's, I think, in a better position to better support the team, because it felt like, oftentimes there was a lot of pressure being put on the offense to perform, because the defense wasn't really able to stop anybody. So, I think hopefully it changes things a little bit. The defense is a little bit better, and so the offense doesn't need to be relied upon to go out and have to score 25 points a game. Obviously, you want to have an offense that can score and score a decent amount of points per game. But I think if you're putting so much pressure on your defense to be perfect, it just may not work out that way. But, I think, as I said, a lot of a good start, I think, to free agency and good start to kind of building this team for 2025, but certainly not done with the draft coming up. And obviously, a lot of things can happen as well, with trades and players getting released and things like that. So, the team definitely could still look even more different when, or even more different once they're ready to go. When training camp kicks off in July. So I think that's probably going to do it for the deep dive. I think that that was pretty good 30 minutes we just did, getting into the Patriots and getting into the free agent activity. So obviously, we'll keep you updated throughout the off season with any more kind of news and tidbits that happen. So yeah, we'll let you folks go, and let you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we will talk to you next week.